means when the mother was, of that was born, the mother in that category.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We interpret the other way.
Yeah, the child.
The child was born.
That she was born, the child was born when she was 62, but what it is that, if her mother was born in 1664 and she was born in 1726, that'd be 62 years difference.
Yeah.
And it means that her mother would have had those 62 when she was born.
Lost me.
Well, yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right on that. Well, as we look at this print forms and reports, there's a range print. Let's just look at these. Well, let's see, let's go down here.
What's range print?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, like for family group records, if you want to print the family group records 1 through 60, you can print 60 family group records, the first 60, like that.
Yeah, and that's, my printer is hot if I print too much stuff, so I think that'd be a good idea.
You can print number 88, 90.
So you can select them or you can do between.
That's right.
And those would be the RIN numbers that you put up there?
These are the family numbers, marriage records.
Marriage records, okay, yeah.
Same with the individual summaries and the family summary.
When you select them, would you put the MRI in or just the numbers?
You put the MRI in, right. Let's look at sorted lists again. Like if you want to print the RIN numbers, you can print those out. And that represents quite a few of the states. This particular RIN list gives you the RIN number, the name, and the year of birth and death, plus the spouse's name. Spouse's name not available, give you the father's name.
Plus the person.
Yes, with an asterisk. I didn't print all those out, I just typed Control C. And then the marriages, marriage record numbers. You have the MRIN coming out on the left, plus the husband's name or oldest child and the wife's name and then state of marriage.
So you'd pick up illegitimacies.
You can. Okay. Now, the name index. You can start with a beginning letter and an ending letter, beginning page number, new page for each letter of the alphabet. So you could, like with this particular file, you could have a new page that begins each new letter of the alphabet. Then you could have these in a three-ring binder and have a tab, A to Z.
That's a good idea.
Lot of nice things you can do.
Now, is this on 2-2?
No, we're in 2-3 now.
2-3.
But it is on 2-2.
Yeah, okay.
Right, it is on 2-2.
Something else maybe you can tell me. I sent, well, a year ago when I was in Salt Lake, I picked up the first tab. And then they came out with another one. And I sent in $4 and a card and they sent the upgrade. Now, is the upgrade the 2-3 or, oh, so I have 2-3 then?
I would think so.
If you have 2-3, doesn't it show up on your program at the beginning?
Right.
Well, I've only got the 2.
It'll show up on your window when you first start.
How do I get the 2-3?
Oh, you can't get it now.
Maybe you can.
You might be able to get the update.
If they get this 2-3-1, will they do the same thing, send out the update?
Yes. Okay, this is the name sorted list. Give you the names in alphabetical order, which is very nice, plus the RIN list, the year, and when they were born and died.
Now, how did you get this? This is the RIN list.
The RIN list.
It's an alphabetical list.
Oh, alphabetical list.
Okay. Alphabetical list. I'm just checking your file, okay? See if it's all right. I'm going to select number 72, which is the name code. And this tells me right away the kinds of names that they put in, both surnames, given names, and locations.
Oh, really?
So like here's Biggington, 1,168 names. Casper, 1,150. Breton Cathedral, a lot of your people are from Breton Cathedral. Where are you from?
Bristol, some of them.
Breton, oh yeah, Breton, yeah.
Bristol's one of my names, mine.
Cornell. Well, it would be nice to have that printed out too. Let's look at another list here. The family group, number six, is probably the most valuable. Simply because it will give you the name of the individual. Plus the RIN number of that individual. Let's look at William Agard, the second William there. And there's a parent MRIN and an individual MRIN. Well, his RIN, or record identification number, is 689. And the family that he's in is 205. He's in family 205.
Well, you could do a genealogy easily, couldn't you?
And family 204 is where William appears as a father. So you have three designations there, three control numbers that you can go to find this individual. No, not put family, family group. You get two references to family groups here, plus the RIN number. It's a very good list.
Can you go from this list directly to the individual?
Sure.
How do you do that?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, you just have to
get a RIN number.
To know which RIN number.
Yeah.
And then you can go right to it.
Okay.
Let's just take one here that's...
I didn't know that.
Let's go to Levi Allred. He's 132.
Okay.
Okay, I'll back out of this. Go back, pedigree search.
Oh, I'm actually.
And then press R for RIN, and then 132.
Enter.
Then he appears right there.
Okay.
Okay. That's pretty fast.
Yes, it is.
But you can do the same thing this way. I'm going to go into pedigree search again. Find Levi. Okay, I'll select 4, and then 1, and then A for all red, and then find Levi. Now that's quite a rapid way to find an individual among thousands of names. It's a rapid way to find references to your notes file if you happen to have notes stored in a filing cabinet. Because you could then select number down at the bottom where the browse, 1, 2, 3. Browse 1 is alpha, browse 2 is
what does alpha mean?
Browse 3 is MRIN. Then I can go to number 2.
First.
And if I press N for notes, I will be right into the notes file. Now, I was very curious to see if there are any notes. You probably didn't have any notes.
I don't know. I wanted to ask you about notes and how.
Yeah, I don't think they came from. Where was the GenCon file generated?
I'm not quite sure where she got all her information from.
All right. If I wanted to know, is there anybody, any people in this file that had notes? Whoops.
Yeah.
I just
raised your file.
No, I didn't. Not yet.
See, there's how you know that 2-3 is registered.
Oh, do see that?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It'll say 2-3 right in the middle of your screen. That's the first screen. Now, I came back out, I'm going back in, but I have to get to her file. So I go into the temporary configuration. All there.
So when you come back in, it goes back to where it was?
Right. The default.
That's what?
That's right. It went back to the default. Now, I'm going to check, see what else is there. Now, also, I have to go back in, set my printing option because I left the file. So I'll set it to the screen again. Otherwise, it will go out there looking for a printer and ask you what you want to do for it. So let's get into other lists. I think it's other lists. No, not that one. It's,
Would the range print be from here to there?
Well, you can specify the range is on there, but not what we're looking for. Let's see. I've got to figure out where the notes were. Let's see.
Five.
Note five.
Well, let's see if that will do it. No, it's not what I want. It's going to be six. Unless they took it out of this one. I wonder if they took it out.
Why are we going to be under notes?
Well, you can get to the notes one at a time that way. But I want to print all of those individuals for whom I have notes. And let me just...
Sorted list wouldn't give it to you.
No. By the way, you probably understand all of these on this list. Except maybe unentopple. Let me show you what an unentopple chart looks like.
I did mine one day, so I kind of know what it is. But
I have to start with someone. Okay, that's the first generation.
No, that's right. Give each generation.
Right. That may be working here. This takes an awful lot of memory to do this one. Let's see if we can do it again.
How many generations do you want?
There's five this time. Oh, it's not giving it to us unless it's struggling to... Normally, the first generation will be the first person on the pedigree chart. The second generation will be the father and mother. The third generation, the grandparent. So it doubles each generation, but in a vertical fashion rather than reading from left to right. So it doesn't seem to be coming up on this. Maybe that's one of the problems of this one. I don't know. Seems like I've been able to get this one before. But maybe it was with 2-3 or 2-2. I can use 2-2 with this data, too. I just have to spell out the path to the data that I set up.
What about cascading pedigree like that?
Well, that will just give you pedigree charts. So the names will clear out to the end. Like the first, the next chart that's carried out is the one at the very top of the pedigree, on the first pedigree. So that second pedigree is printed and so on. It goes clear out, prints all those charts, and then it comes back to the first chart, then it cascades down to the next line. Then it takes all of those charts
and
out.
And we have to take them and put them cut and paste together to get them.
Well, yeah, that's for a bulk chart.
Yeah.
Individuals that you notes if the first one on the other list menu.
On the other list menu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I just missed it. I'm sorry. You're pretty sure. Yeah, I thought that's the first one I selected. I was looking down through those and I missed reading the first line.
I didn't see it.
That's the one I go to all the time to do this. Well, you do have notes in there. That's pretty good. Let's see. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll look at some of those. Well, you have quite a few of those. This might be a good file to show you the COPUS feature. Quite a few notes. So, let's see what some of it looks like. Now, this is a very fast way to see what some of the notes look like. I'm going to select pedigree search, and then I'll go down to the browse mode down below. You notice there are three options there. There's the alphabetic browse, there's a RIN browse, and there's the family or marriage browse. So if I were to select the RIN browse, notice the RIN in the upper right-hand corner? Okay, I'm going to push arrow right key. Once, go to the next one. And here we have a set of notes.
Oh, so that gets
you to... This is just the individual screen in abbreviated form. But then I can go down here, you see, to E for edit. And I can press E and then get in there and do something with those, with that information.
If you want to edit the notes, you just wait until that.
No. See, I can go right over to here and press N for notes.
Oh, you can't do that on YouTube, can you?
You can't get to it as fast. So now I can get in.
Okay, so you can make notes at the bottom of the individual form.
That's right.
There we go. So now, why are people using WordPerfect?
Well,
they want to keep more than
30 screens of notes. To me, that's an awful lot.
Yeah. Plus, Joan said that this note
program has issues. Well, the notes, it's limited in its word processing capability.
It's these holes everybody was talking about that you can't.
Yeah.
Well, you can
go down. What was it called with that word?
Wrap around.
It wraps up, down, but it won't wrap up.
That's right.
Where is it?
So if you have lengthy notes, you should put them on your word processor instead
of... Well, I would put lengthy notes like biographies, extensive biographies, because you can still put them here. But if you're putting out a family history, you would want to use a word processing program to do that.
But this will take 30 pages of notes on each one?
Yes.
On each person?
On each person?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that
you
is...
Got, you have plenty of room, but lots of notes. You just have to work with the word processing command to know when you should do what.
She said cat capability for notes is very low.
It is. It's about a $30 program. $30 to $60 word processing program. But it's a nice place to put them. A very nice place to put them. I can see advantages in both places.
Let me ask it now. When she put those notes in there, if she wanted those to print out, see how she has the exclamation on
them.
That's the ones you want to print out.
Where the exclamation mark or point appears, you'll find that everything thereafter will print on the family group record until separated by a space. A line space.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, that's when it goes down as far as the line.
A line.
Yeah,
next page.
Until it hits another line, and if it has an exclamation mark in it, then it will. No, these are not tagged. If I look at the notes file, you see there's more information there. I'm just kind of looking for different types of information to search on for the focus. There's a lot of notes in here, but you know, a lot of not extensive notes. A lot of LDS type notes.
Because you don't
want to
work.
Yeah. Okay. see, this is the main menu again. Let me go back into pedigree search. I'm going to take a break here just a minute before I get into focus, because you'll need a break before we start in that one. That's a little detail. And I think it's the heart of the whole program. We can add all individuals, one individual at a time. That's the second option. Third option is to add a family at a time. Fourth option is to add all ancestors. Fifth option, all descendants. And sixth option, add by matching data. So let's just show you how to do this. If you want to add all of our individuals to a focus list, we would press 1. And there are 1,143 individuals. Isn't that right, Beth? That's how many you have in this focus list. If you want to view them, you just press the letter D right here. Okay, you just press that letter D, and then it'll come up in this manner. You press the arrow right key, and you can query through them. All right, now, I'm going to get back out of this focus list. Now, all we're doing is we're focusing in on the data that's in there, but we're pulling the data out by common characteristic or attribute.
Such as?
Well, first of all, the attribute
same
all individuals.
Oh, all individuals.
Okay, now I'm going to remove all those individuals from the focus list by just pressing 7. So I removed all of them. Now I can add individuals if I want. I can add a family, all ancestors. Like adding all ancestors, I can say, well, I want all the ancestors of RIN number 1, William Dean Howard. Well, there aren't any in there.
No, there's not.
He's the last one.
So let's go over here, and let's do that again. And we want all the ancestors of number 2, probably. Oh, let's see. No, I pressed search. Go with number 2. Okay, all ancestors of there's other glasses on. Number 2. And that's Jeanette. She has 440 direct line ancestors in this file.
Wow.
And now who is Jeanette?
She's my sister.
Okay. So if we wanted to look at them, there's Jeanette. Oops. And there's Norman.
Uh-huh. My dad.
Irene.
Uh-huh.
Marlon.
Grandfather.
Rhoda.
Grandmother.
Reed.
My maternal grandfather.
Letitia? Ben? Mary? Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay, now who is this? One of your ancestors. Okay, so these are the direct line ancestors. Now, I could save those in a file if somebody said, well, gee, I just want your direct line ancestors.
Then you wouldn't have to do this.
Directly.
You just have to print it out.
Right.
Question, if you take them out like that, are they still in the original?
Yes, they're still in the original file. All it's doing is it's looking over into this gene pool, as it were, right, and it's pulling these out and saying, well, there are, out of these 1,100, there are 444 that are direct line ancestors. So we'll just keep them over here momentarily until you decide what you want to do with them. Now, if you wanted to put something into the notes file of these 444, you can do that by going to letter D here, viewing them, then going down to the notes file,
And you can actually put stuff in there, and it will go back into that gene pool, as it were. Okay.
Or you could print them all out.
Yes, yes, you can print them all out.
Can you hold it for that print that was on that screen?
Yes. It'll just print that one. It'll just print that one individual. If you want to print all of them, then you have to do it a different one. You just put it in the file and then print it out.
So you have to go back.
Actually, see this number E?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got 440 individuals, so we can go to E right now. And we can use the sample report that's already here, or create our own. That's the next thing I'm going to show you, is how to create the report. But if we just wanted to print from this sample report, I'd go down here and just...
Hit print.
Hit print. And they would print out. These are your direct line ancestors.
And that's where they print out.
Right.
Oh, but that's neat. Then you could just...
You can change it if you wanted to print a place instead of a...
Sure. You can change these, the printout, based upon what you put in.
That's what I want to know.
You could make a list of all the people born in a common
Okay.
Yeah, you want to show me how to do
that. Now you're beginning to think of how to use this.
Save myself on this one.
Okay, now, I'm going to go down here to these 444, and, well, I'm going to remove all those individuals, and if I wanted to, I could find an ancestor and say, well, I want all the descendants of that common ancestor. See, I could go over here and say, well, let's just take number 456. Here's John Ingalls. I don't know if he has any descendants. And he has 83. Right here, 83. And then if I wanted to look at them, I'd press the letter D and then query through them. A lot of Canadians. I get carried away. I want to...
Yeah.
I'm really interested in your pedigree.
You could do that until you come to one that you wanted to print out, too.
Okay, I'm going to remove those 83, and now this is where we have a tremendous opportunity to search a different way by going down to number 6, add by matching data. Now when I select that one, I get another menu. Then this is the real heart of the whole program right here. I can add records to a focus file that match all data, right here, or any data, and or I can add records that match on the notes file.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would match on the notes?
Let's take all data first.
Yeah, but what records are they talking about?
Every record in your file. Each person is considered a record.
A record. Oh.
Okay.
So add all records that match all data that you've entered.
That's right. So I'm going to select one.
What's the difference between records and data?
Data is the facts about the people, right?
Data is the information within the record itself. There's a, like, the name is considered data.
Yeah.
The place is data.
Yeah.
And all that. So a record consists of datum.
Datum.
Data and data. They have two different ways, like one's plural, the other. So if we were to select to match all, then we're given a blank screen, and I could say, I want all of the all reds. That are in your file, and I can print all the all reds. Or I can say, now that's only matching on one field, and I can go down here and, whoops, try that again. Mm-hmm. All reds.
So whatever you fill in there, you can match.
Vanessa, and she says.
Whatever matches.
That's right. And I can say I want all the all-reds. Now, keep in mind, I can only match on one field if I want, like just the all-red.
Oh.
Or I could put additional fields in. And I say, let's say I want all the all-reds who were born between 18.
Or I'd like to know how many were born in Kent.
In Kent?
Because I'm living over there right now.
Okay.
I can go over there in that area and look around.
Okay, let's just say Kent.
Kent.
That's Kent, England.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're living
just put
there.
In Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll press F1. Well, it turned out to be zero.
Okay. That's not true.
In a different
way. Well, Kent would be the first, be the second entry. It would be the first entry.
What if you put the
Kent would be the county?
Yeah, I know
what if you put the whole thing?
Let's do it this way. Here, we'll go into number 6, and then number 1, and I don't know if it's designed to match the exact field.
So
let's do it this way. We can get by doing it this way.
But you just want all red, or you just want to do that way?
Well, I'm going to do it that way too. So let's put in Kent here.
Can we put England in too?
We don't need to.
Would you need a smaller town? Kent would be better though, wouldn't it?
Do you have Kent? I mean, all reds in Kent?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it this way.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's do it this way. We'll find out who's in Kent.
I don't know whether it'd be level 2 or 3.
It should pick it up even if we put it right here. If the default is set to that.
Or just put England in and see how it comes up in England. There's 10
records.
Okay, 18. Or 18.
Right, okay. Now, see, I put Kent in the
now,
state. Town.
Yeah, I knew they were English.
And it still picked it up in the county.
Okay.
Well, here's a Stapley.
Yeah.
Stapley.
No, Stapley.
Bryant. Harbutt. Stapley. Bryant. Watson.
No. But you could go to churches.
Yeah. So that's how I do my Chester County. I just put that. I wouldn't put any surnames. I just put anybody in my.
Yes. Now.
You didn't put born in. It was any place, right? Any
well,
Chester County.
Let me show you another approach.
Yeah, my grandmother's taking this.
Okay. Now I did all day. All day that you entered. Now that means that if I were to push this and look at these fields, for example, I'm going to add to that collection of information by saying, let's say we want all males who were had the name Allred. Now, I didn't put in any location there,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the all reds came from England or not,
mm-hmm.
But if I just went down here and put England.
They were American.
Then these three criteria must be met. Males, all red, and England. Okay. If I didn't put male, it only added 2. So if I'm going to go another way here and say, okay, all females, all red, England. See, now I don't know how they put it in England.
Yeah.
Maybe they put it in ENG. But we didn't pick up any others there. But the point I want to illustrate here is that if you put in 3 different types of matching information, like a name, a level, a date, whatever. It has to match on those three. So you're really focusing down. But if I just put, like England here, then it would just match on that one, and it probably added just over 100 to that set. See this set right down here. Now, if I had, here's any, is number two, any. So if I were to go into the any mode and say, anybody who was born in Kent, this would be Kent County or Kent City, or who was christened in Kent, that's most likely what you'll find, or who died in Kent. Actually, I think I can use my F9 key here. I'll try the F9. Not in the search mode. Or who was buried in Kent. Now, it's an or situation. So if Kent is in any one of those places, it will pick it up. And we only picked up, what, two?
But that's how you do it if you want everybody in your file that had anything to do at all with the search.
Right. That's an or situation.
That's how I'll do my Chester count.
Right. That's an or situation. Okay, now I'm going to go back and remove those individuals.
Now, wait a minute.
Go to zero.
Before you remove, while I don't get the matters, can you print this out?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to show us the
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, I'm going to do some matching now again. And this time, I'm going to match on, I'm going to be specific here, all data. And this will be all reds that were, that were born between 1750 and 1850. And there were 34 of them. So if we wanted to look at those, we'll just go down here at number 5.
View.
So there's a 1822, 1846, 1848, 1850, 1788, 1812, and we're finding them by RIN number. You see, this is moving up.
Oh, to, from lower to higher.
So the lowest RIN of the first one that was.
Now, how are you viewing those? Is there a view?
Arrow right. You see
arrow right.
Right down here.
Okay.
Right down at the bottom, using the arrow right key, move up.
Did he
written
it?
Yeah. Really?
Go back.
I didn't.
Go back.
Was it in
the
notes?
Oh, it's in the
notes
bar.
Could you take a name and plug in Sidney Regan?
Yeah, find that's what I'm
going to do. Oh, yeah.
Even if it's just in the notes.
Right. Okay, so let's do that. We'll find him. Now I'm going to press 7, remove all individuals. So I'll remove these 34. So it goes to 0. Now I'll go over here, match on the data, and I'm going to go up to 3. Okay. Now I have to type what's in the notes file. Let's see if she saw it.
Wasn't he on the pedigree?
Yep, there was one. And Sidney Rigdon Allred.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, he's partial too.
Sidney Rigdon Allred married Matilda Robinson.
That was before he got into the
trouble. Well, maybe, that's the only thing that Sidney Rigdon in here then.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, I'm going to look on the notes again, and this time I'm going to search for Watson. I noticed Watson is a common name.
You got a B on there.
That's what I do. I always add an extra letter.
Let's see how many Watsons are in the notes file. Well, there's three. And we could view those. There's Angeline Watson Cole. See, we're not searching for Watson up above here, but down here.
There's more notes there?
Yeah. And there's, well, let's see. Marie L. Watson. But here's one here. I don't see Watson there, but let me see if it's located someplace else. No. Hmm. Well, that is interesting. Oh, I know, because we had put the Sydney Vision one in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're adding to the file.
Yeah.
We're adding to the file. That's right. Okay. Let's, I noticed the word Aaronic. We can search for Aaronic. That'll add a few more. Six. We're now up to six. And we can check that out. Now, can you think a moment the kinds of things that you could put in the notes file to search on? That would be quite effective.
Immigration.
Immigration.
Yes. Met from Liverpool.
Natural
Okay. And what about things like this? What about in the notes file? Start putting things like, I think I mentioned this in the last class I taught. COD, and that would be an abbreviation you could use for cause of death. So you
oh, yes, death. You could make a help program. Oh.
Right. So you could list cause of death. Let's say you put the MR or MED.
Now, would you put an exclamation mark in front of those, or can no. they, would he put, would, the computer could pick those out without
oh,
the?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only to get in front of them.
And you can, you know, whatever you put in here, OBIP, and I'll show you my favorite, OBJ. For objective, so I can then write objectives for each individual.
Like what?
To verify the death of whoever this is, this person.
I think that's still needing to be done.
That's
then you
right.
Can go through print out a to-do list.
Right, and so the to-do list is based on just that little tag OBJ.
Oh, OBJ.
And that'd be wonderful
oh.
if you plan a trip to
that's
LA.
Right. That's right. So
someplace.
Right. So we have a lot of.
You could put where the objective was. Like if you thought Salt Lake, but if you're going to the archives, you might back in Washington National Archives, you might put something else. So you could you add to that objective whether you're in the Family History Library
that's
or
right.
the National Archives.
That's right. Whatever you want to put in here that will bring up information that will allow you to be more effective in your research. For example, we can save this, and I'll take that out of there. It doesn't affect your records here. But I'm going to go back to and remove all these individuals. So I'll have zero here now. Now, if I went over number six, add by matching data, and then I went to match node, and then I just typed in OBJ. There's probably only one of those in there. That should bring up that one.
So if you used a common clue for a lot of these things.
Use what?
A common clue like your OBJ.
It may have read my spaces. I couldn't.
You could probably
be
missing data. I need to research.
What about something like how many walk the plane?
Sure,
you'd have to have that information in your...
Okay, I wonder if I pressed F2 and didn't save that. Let's see, let's look under medical.
Wouldn't that help when you said remove all individuals that would come out?
No, I didn't. That hasn't had anything to do with that. Let's see if we can find the word medical. I probably hit F2 instead of F1 to save it. Yes, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. So let's just put it in one of them. Let's see if we can find the list again. It doesn't have to be that particular one. We'll just find one that had, we have one. Let's go into this one, put it in again, and I'll save it. So if we put in objective, we could write out the word objective.